Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are in, I guess it's the third week of April. This will be airing. And
good morning.
We are enjoying our time with hearing God's voice and the privilege of it. And I know you're getting ready for some big stuff with your daughter, and she's getting ready to come home from college. And
she will, So the first, I think it's the end of the first week of May, she will be home. I think I pick her up like May 9th. And I can't wait for that. Looking forward to that. So she's in the home stretch for sure.
What's she going to do this summer?
She'll be nannying for the kids next door still, and mostly wedding planning, you know. So that'll be the gist. God has been so good with giving her that job, and really has made it even a calling for her. She's two children she nannies for, and one has become literally, Anna's been a mentor in her, and she had her come alongside her at the baptism and just all kinds of things. It's been a sweet, sweet relationship, but such a gift from God, honestly, the last few years for her to do this, because of the amount of money she makes doing it in a 2-day period, she actually has been able to make more than she made working camp all week long. For a few years prior to that. So it's been just a gift of time and a gift of influence and some sweet stuff. But it will be very important this summer, because we're going to need all that extra time on getting things ready for the wedding. So
no, that's neat. That's
yeah,
neat.
Lots of fun stuff. Yeah.
Joshua, our grandson, he's a sophomore at Baylor. He'll be finishing up in May. He'll come home in Colorado for 3 weeks or so. Then my son works for Lockheed, and they have an intern program at Lockheed, obviously the people that work there submit, you know, their kids in college, but they don't tell them just because you're submitting it, we're gonna hire them. They got to pass all these qualifications.
Right.
Well, he did, and he got selected, and so he's going to be working in Dallas as an intern. And for a college kid, they give him not only a really nice pay, but they give him housing pay, and they give him daily, basically living pay.
Right.
So he's going to do really well and can save up a lot of money.
Those internships can be huge for setting him up for employment later and experience, even if he doesn't actually go to work for them.
That's
just
right.
Having that experience is so valuable.
How does it work? And actually get to work.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
And do something productive. So that'll be fun. So we're looking forward to having him home and for a few weeks, and then knowing that he's going to go back and be working and having a good time getting ready for.
So will he be in Dallas for that internship? Is that where that'll be?
He'll be in Dallas.
And Peter's in and out of there all the time.
Yeah, because he's actually got a place there, because they can live with us here in Colorado. And Shira's she's head of the French department at a Christian high school where Aiden goes actually. And so Peter goes back and forth to meetings and things, but they can work pretty much remote. Because of how they're structured. So he's an M&A, so he's got stuff going on all over the world,
right,
that he has to do with. And he and Aiden just went to Australia. He had worked there and took Aiden on a spring break to Australia, and they said it was very warm, actually. So they went to the beach. And then they went to the F1.
Had either of them ever been there before?
Peter had been there. Yeah, Peter had been there. Aiden had not. But they had a great time. And
that's
they
awesome.
They got to go to the F1 Grand Prix race that's there, and so they just had a great time there.
Good for them.
It was kind of cool.
Them.
Well, we've been talking about hearing God's voice. Last time, as we talked about following Him, well, it means we have to be with Him. And He'll give us instruction. He'll speak, rejoice. He rejoices, and He'll answer. And remember, and I think you even said it last week, sometimes we think we just want the full answer.
Right.
And if I don't get it, I guess I didn't hear His voice. And God says, well, actually, you are hearing My voice, but you've expected something else, and you kind of missed it. Rather, it's going to be step by step, instruction by instruction, follow My instruction. I'll tell you how it works. And don't lay on an expectation. But if you're in My presence, you will hear what I say, and you'll rejoice at what I say. And I rejoice with you. And He said there's a beautiful truth about that. So, you know, because things will happen. So go to John 15, verses 4 to 5, and then 7 to 8. This is kind of the
premise. These are key verses to us,
this is the premise of what we teach. We actually see on the back wall, that's 15:4 is our key verse. But go ahead, 15:4 and 5, 7 and 8.
Sure. Abide in Me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in Me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in Me and I in him bears much fruit, for without Me you can do nothing. If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this My Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be My disciples.
Yeah. So He makes some statements, and then He sets up a condition. So He said, abide in Me, and let's first of all keep coming back to the simplicity of that. You know, how could we communicate what abiding is? When it says abide in Me, what does that mean? How would you define that?
So much of that is, I think people want to put it in a box, but it's a 24/7 walking with Him, listening to Him, talking to Him, spending time in His Word, just dialoguing throughout the day. It is recognizing the power and the presence of Emmanuel, God with us, the Holy Spirit within us all the time, right?
Yeah. And that, remember, we're a branch connected to the vine, the life of the vine. So abiding is just stay connected. Is, you know, remain in Me, stay in Me, abide in Me. And that means, you know, it does mean time in the Word, because He says, I'm going to speak to you through My Word that I've already given. Abide in the Word and you know the truth. Let Me speak to you through the Word. I'll speak to you as well personally. Just like, you know, we were sharing, you know, the story of what happened with that boxes from Walmart, is that, well, that's interesting. What the heck is this about? You know, and God says, well, let Me talk to you about what just happened. You could see what just happened.
Right.
But let me give you some more insight. I need to give you insight about this. And I'm going to talk to you. Why? Because I'm abiding in the relationship. And when I'm in the relationship, which is what we tried to describe yesterday, if I'm in the relationship with Linda, one of the the keys to that relationship is we actually talk to each other.
Right.
And we like talking to each other. And so I know that we're in relationship because we get to be in each other's presence and we're talking with each other. And so God says, abide in Me and you will bear what?
Much fruit.
Yeah. It says fruit, more fruit, much fruit. There'll be results. You're going to see results. And it'll be tangible results that you know that it's happening. So that, you know, Denny, we have Denny on, you know, for our End Times Fridays once a month to talk about Israel. Well, Denny's got an avocado orchard. And so, you know, Denny, how do you know your orchard's doing any good? He says, well, the fruit. I can walk out there. And there's fruit. I can see the fruit. I can experience the fruit. And by the way, the fullness of the fruit, the wonder of the fruit, and it's all happening because, you know, of the system of life coming through the branch to from the trunk into the branches, and then it produces fruit. I know that I know because I can see the fruit.
Right. And let's like just push that a little further and realize he also sees in the spring, or well, I don't know how the seasons work in California, but we'll say spring because I'm in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The budding of the fruit.
Yes.
He sees the beginnings of it. He sees it begin to grow. He sees as it takes form, you know. And so there's process in the fruit growing that he's also very aware of.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's right. Yep. Yep. You can see it. And then, by the way, it has to be picked. You got to actually mm-hmm. take it off the tree so that the buds can come back out.
Right.
So it's really spectacular. But he says, you will bear fruit, and there'll be a result to that.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll know that there's a result to it, and you can grow in the experience of that result, real result. And then he says, it kind of looks like this. So read 7 and 8 once more, because this is an if-then statement.
Sure.
And it talks about what one element of this fruit is.
Sure. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
Yeah. So he says, if then. Remember, if then is conditional.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, this is conditional. It's not automatic, which is part of the issue of people learning to abide. Is they come at it with, I prayed, but nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother?
Right.
I get it. I understand. But I believe you haven't learned something about the condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we help them abide and then say what abiding looks like. And he says, if you abide in me,
mm-hmm.
and you described it, it's not mechanical thing. It's a relationship.
Right. Yes.
If you're abiding in him, you're hearing his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're enjoying hearing his voice. If you abide in me, and then my words abide mm-hmm. in you. Well, what does that mean? What he says to you.
Right.
And mostly it's going to be out of scripture that you're abiding in, and I'm going to give you this promise. I'm going to speak something about your situation and start to reveal to you what that means and what that looks like. And I need you to get that in your soul.
Right.
Do you understand it? Do you process it? And we'll talk next time.
And do you believe it? Yeah.
And do you believe it? And next time we'll talk about the beauty of unity that helps that process.
Mm-hmm.
That I know that I know. Yep, I'm hearing it right. Yes, I'm getting application of it. I'm getting specific. So that when the words abide in you,
mm-hmm.
now you know what is his will.
Yes.
Okay, when you know his will, he says, now do what? Pray
mm-hmm.
those words that I just gave you.
Right.
And if you pray, you can ask whatever you wish. And see, it's not like you skip the first two conditions.
Right. And it's not you bringing you his wish, your wish list.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't say pray what you wish.
Mm-hmm.
No, it starts with, if you're abiding in me and you're receiving what I say.
Right.
And that's abiding in you.
Which means you're hearing his will and receiving the rhema he's giving you.
Now you're going to request, okay,
mm-hmm.
therefore, you said you're going to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Pray that.
Right.
And when you pray it, it will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, by this, my Father is glorified,
right.
by you bearing much fruit. And what he's mm-hmm. talking about there is changed circumstances that really happen through your situation that you needed resolution to.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke it. God did it. And the result, you'll bear witness to it.
So cool.
So now think about this. How could I have things in life that I'm engaged in, circumstances, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, he said the things of life, it's adversity, it's sticky things, it's conflict, it's decisions you got to make.
Right.
That's how life is lived out in my personal circumstances. I'm abiding, I'm receiving, I'm praying. The fruit is that the Father is glorified through the changed circumstances. Okay, now.
Mm-hmm.
On what basis, what must have happened for God to be glorified?
It must have been delivered.
And based on what?
Be seeing him move.
Was it on because I did something better?
No. Because I stayed with him and he walked me right into his promise.
Yeah. And see, he did something supernaturally. He did mm-hmm. something that I couldn't do myself because I can't take any of the glory.
Right.
So it's not that I just gave you a better way to manage this. Mm-hmm. It's that I delivered the changed circumstance, and you can say, I know. I can rejoice at that, you know. And you know, we have when is Noelle's
April 11th and 18th.
Yeah, so
we're right in between the two segments.
She's coming up when we're going to talk about an amazing walking with God that as she received it and fulfilled it and prayed it, it was so overwhelming that we couldn't say, oh, you just were smart.
It's so God. Yeah. Every step of the story. There's two parts. Her testimony was last Thursday, the 11th.
Yeah.
And then the story on the House of Prayer is this week on Thursday, in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to tune into it.
Yeah. And it was she was abiding. She was then the words abided in her, and she followed what God said, and the changed circumstances happened mm-hmm. that you then can bear witness to. And as you bear witness to it, you encourage others to say it is possible. You know what? Mm-hmm. What? Well, you got to meet the condition.
Right.
If you abide in my words, abide in you. And when I show that to people, you know, they have a natural question as well. Then, okay, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's the right question. Good. Let me help you learn that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you recognize that it involves hearing His voice. And you start hearing His voice, and then you and enjoy the abiding, and then you receive what He says, and then you believe what He says, and then pray what He says. You'll see what He says. It's going to happen.
And
then the neat thing is, and this is where, you know, I think I've said this before, and usually again, people are coming with they're in pretty decent trouble, and things are really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, the church tells me just to live with it. And I said, well, no, God will resolve it. I guarantee you that mm-hmm. God will resolve this and He'll deliver to you the covenant, you know, and that's like shocks. I'm like, you can't do that. I said, yeah, I can, because I know who God is. Now I don't know how, and I don't know when, and I don't know.
It may not look like what you think or expect.
Yeah. So I'm not talking about if you have business problems. I'm not saying he's gonna even resolve your business. It could be he needs to move it to a different thing or actually get rid of this mm-hmm. and go do something else. But I do know if you abide in me, mm-hmm. he says, and my words abide in you, you can pray what I say. And my prayer is going to lead you to fruit. It's mm-hmm. going to be changed circumstances, and you'll bear witness because God will be glorified in it. And by the way, when we start to, and all of our leaders have learned this, mm-hmm. would they ever stop doing it?
No.
Why would you ever disconnect?
Right.
Because the life actually turns into this amazing fruit mm-hmm. of changed circumstances, which is what we all want to experience. We want to have joy.
Right.
We want to have resolution. We want to have things happen. And he said, so learn to walk with me. Do it step by step by step. I will speak about this. I'll give you the instruction. I'll give you the understanding. You will wind up bearing fruit, and all because you abided, you heard, you processed, you stayed with me. And when you do, you'll be my best marketer.
Mm-hmm.
God speaking. Why? Because people can't refute it.
Right.
This is what, you know, like when we're going to hear Noelle on this next Thursday with her story, we can't say, oh, well, that was lucky. We all know it was God.
It's so unexplainable by anything other than God, right?
We receive that. All right. And basically the encouragement is, hey, keep living this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to do spectacular things. Why? Because I want to glorify myself mm-hmm. to both you and to you that you're going to share this with. And as you do, there should be at least an interest.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possible for me? And our answer is yes. Not only is it possible, it's absolutely going to happen. Mm-hmm. You can trust it. Now, you might have to learn to meet that condition. Okay, that's okay. Let's go do that. Let's go learn that condition. And then you get to bear witness. And when you bear witness, you're going to tell people, by the way, that's how our ministry has happened.
Right. And has exploded, right.
When we started with just Linda and I, you know, 20-some years ago, and we just help people abide. Their lives changed. Circumstances changed. They experienced
and the fruit
this,
is so visible.
The fruit is so overwhelming. And mm-hmm. all they did was tell people. Mm-hmm. And people said, was that possible for us? Yeah, sure. Let's do that. And that's how it works. And by the way, if it wasn't real, it would all, quite frankly, we'd be doing, we'd already have been cratered. It's like, you know, because we're not in it to raise money. We're not in it to have bigness per se. We're just in it because we can't help but be in it.
Right. And teaching people to bringing them to the presence of Jesus and teaching them to walk with him day in, day out. There's no greater privilege, right?
Yeah. And then the fun for us, see, is that they get to hear God's voice, which is what we start with. Mm-hmm. Then they start to experience the fruit. And when they experience the fruit, our privilege is we get to see it.
Right, right.
And we rejoice, like, oh, man.
Which encourages and grows our faith as well.
Look
right?
at that. Look how fantastic is that. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful experience, because your heart leaps for others experiencing the fruit. Mm-hmm. And by the way, because we're in the middle of that, we still experience fruit,
right?
Ourself, you know, and so it's quite amazing. So, Father, we just thank you that you say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can then pray it. It'll happen. By this, my Father will glorify it, and you'll bear fruit, change circumstances. Things will really be different, and only because of what you do. Mm. And we get to rejoice at what you do and experience with what you do. So we just pray that we would all receive this. We would know this is absolute. You said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Mm. But if you stay with me, you'll be able to do everything. And what a joy that is. And so we just pray that we'll receive it and live it and go deeper with it and experience you speaking and then performing what you say you're going to do. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, spending time on some of my favorite verses and yours too,
yes.
I know.
Yeah.
If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we would love to talk about them. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us.
See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.